This past carnival, Croix de Vue night, there was one sign that got a lot of attention. You may have seen it. Hipsters go home.
People came out of the crowd and into the street to shake my hand and say, thank you for saying that. But I really don't know who hipsters are. I knew they were supposed to be responsible for a lot of problems.
This is Henry Fulce, maker of the sign, proud member of Croix de Vue since its founding.
I'm a 70-year-old native-born New Orleanian.
And a retired Loyola philosophy professor. Fulce says his idea for the sign came from his sub-cruise theme, Bulldozing for Change, and its suggestion that change was being spurred by hipsters, whoever they are. He intentionally played on the famous phrase, Yankee go home, which suggests a foreign intrusion. Fulce says many newcomers adapt smoothly and naturally to New Orleans values, while others never do. People who like old things and feel at home in a state of semi-disrepair likely integrate well. But for people who move here with expectations that don't match what New Orleans offers, sometimes they try and change things.
I think the thing about Henry's hipster go home sign is that a lot of young people come to New Orleans and they say, well, this is really cool, but it needs more coffee shops, or it needs things that they want in their lives. And that is what is making New Orleans change a little too quickly.
This is Joan Fulce, Henry's wife, and also a member of Croix de Vue. This quickness is entirely post-Katrina, she says, because of the way it brought people here.
Hordes of spring break volunteers. Instead of going to the beach, people would come to New Orleans and gut houses. And a lot of them discovered New Orleans because of that. They would gut houses and then they'd go party in the French Quarter at night and hear music and eat food, even the year after Katrina. I mean, it was still such a cool place.
Author and filmmaker Rebecca Snedeker grew up in New Orleans and moved right back after college in the mid-90s. It wasn't a popular choice at the time.
I had been taught that if I wanted to do anything with my life, I had to get out.
Having come back and stayed in her hometown, Snedeker says she's grateful when people choose it, bringing their different ideas, questions, and artistic practices. She says newcomers help her see things she considers normal with fresh eyes. Besides, people have been coming and going since there's been a New Orleans.
Certainly I feel territorial sometimes, like sometimes that crops up. But the thing I always go back to, whether I'm thinking about how people visited New Orleans or even like disaster voyeurism and tourism, I always go back to this place of like people may be doing it imperfectly, but what if no one came?
Change is good. Can't stay the same. So, I mean, you got to adjust to the new things around you. Simple.
Myron Clark works at the St. Rock Market. He was in the back, baking bread pudding and cinnamon rolls the night the windows were smashed and yuppie equals bad was spray painted on the building. He ran out to see what the noise was.
I just seen all the glass broken. Me being the way I am, I ran back in there and started hiding.
Clark called the police and then, even though he was scared, saved his cinnamon rolls from burning. He thinks the message was to get out of the neighborhood, but Clark says the city's going in the right direction and he's grateful for his job. So is Harrison Carnes, a barista in the market at Coast Roast, who recently moved here from Seattle.
Yuppie. It's interesting that they use that, because to me, yuppie is like an antiquated word. Think about like a New York stockbroker. I was kind of expecting just something like maybe more contemporary or obvious, like hipsters.
People like the idea of a scapegoat. They like the idea of blaming problems on some labeled group of people, and hipsters do as well as anything.
Again, sign maker Henry Fulce, who points out hipster isn't an ethnic or religious slur.
Maybe that's why we invent these labels, because other labels that were used in humor in the past are now no longer eligible, and so now we have to have new labels to create groups that we can make fun of.
So that when we're upset or anxious, instead of busting a window, we can laugh. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.